Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome to this Harvest Festival service, especially if you are a visitor or here for the first time. It's good to have you with us. And appropriately, the collection today will be in favour of Commitment for Life, and please do use the envelopes and the service paper if you have the opportunity to do so. Later today, Erica Erasmus will be running a workshop on Beyond the Welcome at 3 o'clock here at the church, and unsurprisingly, everybody's very welcome at that. And then at 6:30 this evening, as normal, there's reflective worship. In the coming week, on Saturday the 15th, there's an event at John Bunyan Baptist Church called Expression, which is to do with connecting creativity and faith, which you might find interesting. You'll find a little leaflet in the foyer if you would like to book a place there. A few other short notices. First of all, would neighbours please collect their harvest gifts from the Mayo Hall? There's still time to pack a box for Romania, or rather to fill a shoebox with small gifts for families in need in Romania, Moldova, and Albania. Soft toys and Christmas cards are available to add to your box, and these are ideal for useful gifts for men as well. Thank you very much indeed. That's a message from Jean Ashdown. And I don't know whether you were able to go to last night's Harvest Supper and Show. It was very good fun and very worthwhile as well, because it raised no less than £490, apparently. £590. Sorry, Ray. £590 towards the kitchen fund, which is a great result. And many thanks to Bron and all her team for all the hard work they put into making it such a successful evening. And finally, Glyn would like to say a few words about pilots.
Morning, everyone. We're looking for volunteers to be around to help a little with our new youth group pilots on Fridays. There's two sessions, Adventurers, which is the 7 to 10 year olds. They meet between 4:30 and 5:30, and Voyagers, who are the 11 to 14 year olds, between 6:30 and 8. We wouldn't expect people to attend both sessions, but we'd need help with things like registration and refreshments, and you could even help with craft if you'd like. And if you wanted to be added to our roster, could you contact me, Glyn Robinson? I'm in the handbook. And in addition, to make the sessions interesting at times, if you have a craft, you know, like you're very good at flower arranging or art or something like that, or another talent you can share with the children on a Friday evening, please let me know. Thank you.
We join to worship God. The fire is lit. The table is set. For each of us, there is a place where we are named. Here is our invitation to come and share at God's banquet, to come and to celebrate all that God has done. We join to sing. We plow the fields and scatter.
Thank you.
There are a number of stories in the Bible about a banquet. And it's a picture of Christian life, the church, that there will be a banquet and everybody is welcome. So, what is a banquet? There is... Does anybody want to come and look at me? There is a... a special table and a beautiful... How did this escape the coal? Beautiful tablecloth. But more than that. There is delicious food. So we got custard, potatoes. How do you know you wouldn't like them? And crisps. Whoa. But there's more than that. The table is set for a banquet with beautiful things. Somebody, for a banquet, makes the table look really, really special. And you'll notice all over this church building today, there's confetti. I just thought I'd add to the praying. Right? A really beautiful for a banquet. And there's more than that. It's not just about a table where there's delicious food that somebody's put some effort into. The other thing is that at a banquet, for everybody, a place is set, and for every single person, they are known by name and welcomed. And of course, when we respond to the banquet, we have to put on our best clothes. Our very best clothes. And to know that at this banquet, everybody is welcome to celebrate and to give thanks. And whose job is it, my friends, to tell people about this? We're going to sing. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. If you stood up, you might help yourself. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come all you people, come and praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord. Please have a seat. let's join together to pray. Let us pray. God, we gather here as your guests. We have chosen to accept your invitation. May we feel the warmth of your welcome. May we taste the joy of your feast. And may we respond with hearts and lives full of praise. Forgive us for those times when we have turned down your invitation. Forgive us for those times when we have taken your invitation for granted. Forgive us for those times when we have feasted and ignored the plight of those who are hungry. For those times when we have chosen our own way and not yours. Forgive us for those times when we have thought that your love was for us, but we were not prepared to invite others. Lord our God, on this day when we gather to give you thanks, we know that we are blessed. Enable us to share that blessing with others. Lord, we pray. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We join to sing, give thanks with a grateful heart.
Thank you.
It's our usual pattern that when we have an 11 o'clock, very often we follow it with a church meeting. There's not a church meeting today, but there are a number of things going on which I would be very happy to talk to anybody who wants to talk to me about them. So to get you up to speed with things like the food bank, to give you a bit of history about the outreach worker, to talk to you about just some of the things that are going on at the moment. And Alison is here too, and she'll give you a minute or two on the kitchen and what's happening with that, because it's been quite an exciting week. Food bank was one. There's another one. What was it? Another big project. Food contact centre. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Now, we believe that God has been generous to us, richly blessed us individually and as a church community. And that's not to say that life is easy for everybody. But part of the blessing of God is to us, and then it's about sharing it, and it's about spreading it, and it's about giving out as well. So in this church community, the cash that we get this week, next week, in envelopes, please, if you're a UK taxpayer, we give to an organisation called Commitment for Life. What's that, I hear you ask, very quietly. The good news about Commitment for Life is that it doesn't have a great big huge wadge of bureaucracy. It works through already organised, it works through Christian Aid. And it supports four projects, four areas of work around the world. And I want to just take a minute to tell you about them. Work in Bangladesh, which is an area, as we all know, susceptible to environmental disaster. So be ready when the rains come to help people. Work in Bangladesh. Work in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories, working with both Israeli and Palestinian partners to work with those who live with poverty and among the marginalized in Israel. Loans for small businesses, reconciliation groups. Third one is Jamaica, which for many people is a holiday destination of choice. But there's another level in that country. There are people who are suffering from the effects of their country's weight of debt burden. Unemployment, 14.5% of the population living below the poverty line. Working with partners, with those who are living with HIV, and those who have lost their jobs as a result of the collapse of the banana industry. And the fourth area is Zimbabwe. The average life expectancy of somebody in Zimbabwe is 45. HIV, economic hardship. Our partners through Commitment for Life are involved in practical training, water provision, HIV education, advocacy, and lots more. Who wouldn't want to be a part of that? And all that work is going on because people like us put our money in our envelopes and give it. And now your offering will be received. Let us pray. Loving God, this money is precious to us. Bless the ways that we have earned it and be given it. We ask that it would be spent well. We ask that you would bless the work of Commitment for Life, Christian Aid, and our partners in Zimbabwe, Israel, and the occupied territories, in Jamaica. Bless them, Lord, we pray. Amen. Come and join us. We're going to sing and we need some help. Well, Nigel needs some help because my team, we are going to whoop them. That's their team. This is our team. We're the winners. No, we're going to sing the glory of God. We're going to sing it as a round. And then if we're feeling a bit adventurous, we'll do it with a bit of action. Come on. Are we feeling a bit adventurous? Good. Nigel, you can't hide behind that organ. All right, he's going to give us a note. We'll ignore it, but he's going to give it. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Sing it as a round. Now, Nigel managed to persuade me that he would start first. I have to say, I accused him of cheating. That means that we've really got to blast it out. And yeah, okay? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Hey, right, so we'll sing it all together because we obviously were much better than you. We'll sing it all together, and when you are saying rejoice, you are standing. Oh yeah, come on, it's good exercise for the old quads. When you're saying rejoice, you're standing. Anything else, you're sitting. Okay? So right, so you ready? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. rejoice. And again I say rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Excellent. Mind you, if you're going to see some of the looks. Pardon? That's right. Barbara's just said you can all have an extra roast potato for your dinner. We're going to move on to our prayers of intercession now. We've got some pictures. But before we start with them, we've got a request for a prayer, which is really, please pray for Elle. She's the main carer of her partner who has a digestive illness and is bedridden. Their one daughter who is sick has a disability. Elle was beaten up by her sister's partner at the weekend and faces 18 weeks of recovery, including an operation. As a person needs our prayers, not just today, but ongoing. So let us pray. We thank you, God, for the privilege of being able to come to you in prayer. We pray that you would support the person who brought this prayer request to us. And we pray for Elle. We pray for her healing. God of the banquet, your desire is that all be welcomed to your table to share in the feast. Yet the reality is that many often feel and often are excluded. We pray for those who are excluded through poverty. We pray for fairness. For those who are excluded by their gender, we pray for equality. For those who are excluded because of their sexual orientation, we pray for acceptance. For those who are excluded because of faith or religion, we pray for understanding. For those who are excluded because of their ethnicity, we pray for justice. God of the banquet, your desire is that all would be welcomed at your table to share in your feast. We ask that you would guide and encourage us to help make this a reality. And we pray for ourselves that you would help us to know that we also are welcome. for all our prayers, through pictures and words and in the silence. We offer them all in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, as I mentioned, when we're hanging around at the end of the service, I'm happy to talk to anybody about the food bank. Usually we receive gifts of produce that we give to Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness. And what happens is that at this season of the year, in the autumn, they get a glut and they have a real big storage problem. The food bank idea is that this produce will be stored in a central place and then it will be distributed among those who need it. So for now, our gifts will be taken through Kingston Church's Action Homelessness and then to the food bank. So if you have gifts of tins and packets and jars to add to the lovely collection, would you please bring them up now? Thank you. Just add them on. Good. Put them down. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks very much, ma'am. Thank you. That's great. Thank you. Let's join together to pray. Loving God, it is a shocking and a saddening thing that in Britain in 2011, people are still in food poverty. We ask that you would bless those who are doing the work to organise the food bank in Kingston and bless Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness in all the good work that they do in our borough. Bless these gifts. May a generous spirit pervade among us and may we be among those who work to spread the good news of your love in words and in practical action. Lord, we pray. Amen. It's hard to believe that it is 2 years since Hilda Tunley died. I know that many of you won't know Hilda. But I have to tell you, she was fantastic. She was really great. And she was Nigel's mother, and she was top. And we're going to sing, which I think is a really, you know, it says a lot, doesn't it, that an old woman would think that Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You was the right hymn. You know, I'm not one of these and thous hymns, but a really modern hymn. So we're going to sing Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Nigel's picked it. And he also reminded me in an email. Notice Nigel's email. He also reminds me in an email that it was Irene Sutton's favourite too. And that's a year soon. So let's join to sing, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Us with discomfort at easy answers and half truths and superficial relationships, so that God would live deep in our hearts. May God bless us with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that we would work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. May God bless us with enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in this world, so that we can claim to do what others claim cannot be done. And the blessing of God, who creates, redeems, and sanctifies, be upon us and all that we love and pray for this day and forevermore. Amen.